calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his
loved one. We didn't get your message either because you were not speaking.
The husband trying to reconcile with his wife because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm still here. I'm still trying. Today I took, probably for the last time, the gentleman, Mike Day, who I've been doing for some time. He's the one I've picked up in prison. He's the one I've taken to the hospital, picked him up on more than one occasion. I've taken him to a dentist and to a doctor today because he gets pain medicine. I mean, and he did get an opium-based pain medicine because he was one of the parties that was inflicted with Agent Orange back in the Vietnam era. He's 72. He's a little bit older than I am. He's in otherwise great health. He is definitely the kind of person that seems to be, will be fine at least till 80. He is in good shape, but he is heavily dependent on pain medicine because he maintains apparently a constant level of pain. And I've grown to appreciate that. I would suggest his techniques of using the medical community have issues, but that's another question. But it was a reminder. I think it was the last time because he has also an issue with consumption of certain products, and that cost him a suspended license that is being removed as of next month. So apparently this may have been my last time. But anyway, sat there in a doctor's office. You know, obviously I don't go to a doctor's office for me. I've taken him and but it was a reminder that there is a different world out there that I'm basically not a part of, because my I don't deal with that. And it's not just simply the grace of God. Well, obviously it is the grace of God, but it's also lifestyle choices. And I'd like to instill that into my kids and, of course, my wife. And it was a reminder of that today. And unfortunately, I have nothing I can do right now. I also, while I was there, one of the things I do is I take a book with me. A book, you know, this is the paper with ink printed on it, something that I'm not very familiar with much anymore. But I've been doing that, and of course, one of the books that I read in these ventures was Scripture Alone, which you may recall because I sent a copy to your dad, because you know, in years past, there was a kind of a hint that he was subscribed to that. Apparently, he doesn't. At least he doesn't live it. And I find that most unfortunate. I found it was an excellent book. I did mention, if I recall correctly, it was chapter 2, that I was, it was kind of like verbatim. I was like reading my own words. It was interesting that, and I think it's because we have the same reference. I mentioned that before, and I'll mention it again, because we have the same reference, the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm reading now a second book by the same author, by James White, What Every Christian Should Know About Islam. Because I've done a good bit of study of Islam, and this seemed like a good summary book. So I'm reading that, and it seems to be going over a lot of the points that I've heard discussed by a number of parties. And it's a very good summary. It's a rational dialogue. And I've been pushing that idea with so many people and getting a lot of flack. Rational dialogue. Read Acts 17. You will find when Paul went to Athens, the word that he used about reasoning with them is where we get the English word dialogue. It really is, literally. Look it up in the Greek. You'll find it just looks like dialogue. is important. Dialogue is important. My kids are being shown the example that dialogue can be avoided by anyone you disagree with. That is terribly wrong. That is hating my kids. And I ask for that to stop. Please, don't hit my kids anymore. I love them. And I love my wife. And I really want to talk to her. Dorothy Jane, I love you.